It's the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan, ahead of the Paul W. Smith Show at 6 on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome back. You know, all of us are facing higher prices these days, struggling through this inflation-ridden economy, paying more for everything, as I said, from eggs to gas to even higher ticket items, of course. So everything costs more. How do you make ends meet? Well, either you cut back, do without, go without, do less of, whatever it may be, in order to cut that budget, or you bring in more money. Well, how do you bring in more money? You've got a full-time job. We know employment is really high. Americans struggling to make ends meet. Even so, unemployment at record lows now, but yet, as I said, still hard to make ends meet. So how do you do it? Well, one way, and one way we certainly have advocated for, is you create a side hustle, a business on the side, if you will. And by business, I mean it doesn't have to be any full, big, blown, full-on business with employees and all the rest. It could be very simple. It could be a side hustle like working for a delivery service, such as DoorDash, for example. Some might call it, as opposed to a side business, a side job. In any case, just the catch-all term is a side hustle. Many Americans are doing it these days. A study by Bankrate.com calculates that 39% of employed Americans are currently working a second gig on the side and bringing in an extra $810 a month on average through these side hustles. That's a lot, $810 a month. I mean, that's meaningful.
Actually, I didn't realize the dollar amount. It's very meaningful. I mean,
yeah. I mean, you'd think, you know, I'll do a side hustle on the side. I'll bring in an extra couple hundred bucks a month, whatever it may be, working on, you know, selling things on Etsy or eBay, which certainly also qualifies. But no, an average of $810 a month is brought in on average on these various side hustles that people are doing. I want to ask you guys, and let me point out that a side hustle means you're fully employed with doing something else on the side. The problem is when that employer who employs you full-time for your primary career or job, whatever it may be, however you look at it, when he or she finds out that you're also doing something on the side, as long as it's truly on the side and as long as it doesn't disrupt your job, your full-time job, your primary job or career, as I said, then that's fine. But in many cases, it can be disruptive. It can either affect your work because you're worn out from, you know, working one job during the day and another late into the night, whatever it may be. Or it could be even worse. It could be that it's in the same field and you've got to be very careful about this. Let's say that I work as a developer. Let's call it just a programmer, like in computer programming, for example. That's your primary job. You're employed by a company that does that kind of development work and offers that work to the market. You are a developer on that team and you do the work that the company goes out and seeks and secures and gets paid for and thus then pays you your share as a result of your position with the company through your salary, whatever it may be. It becomes a problem for employers when, even more so, you're doing some of that work when you should be doing your primary job.
Right.
You know, you do not want to get caught, doing your side hustle work during your primary job, and even worse, and or you don't want to be stealing business, in effect, from the employer, your primary employer, by doing the same kind of work on the side that maybe otherwise you could have brought into the company.
So, I mean, when you think about it, very traditional employers, I mean, it's frowned upon, right? I mean, it shows like a lack of dedication. You're not focused on, but I can see how, you know, in many situations when you are working full time and you have a job as maybe an Uber driver, or you're selling something online, you have products or, you know, a service or something that you're providing online as your side hustle. Honestly, my full-time job as a mom, my side hustle is working for you, Jeff. So I don't know people are having side hustles. And again, I think the survey in this one was focused on millennials and Gen Z. And I can absolutely see they're struggling. They're paying off, you know, student loans, the cost of living, et cetera, et cetera. And they're maybe able to balance two jobs. Hats off to them.
hats off to them. Indeed, I have to ask, how do your employers, and I won't name your girls, but how do your employers feel about you doing the side hustle, working with and for
my
us?
My employers are very happy that I have my side hustle working for you, because guess what? They ask me for money all the time. So
there you go. And they're not paying enough.
No, gosh, right? No. That's right. That's right.
All right. Well, interesting. So I think, you know, generally we all feel good about the fact that 39% of Americans are out there making it work the American way, working a side hustle on the side, working, right? Earning it, as you say. And on the other hand, just be careful. Don't in any way jeopardize your primary position as a result of having the side hustle. A few cautionary notes there. All right. Well, someone who is always hustling, Ann Thomas. Hustling to get the story, get the best guests you can possibly get on the Paul W. Show. And boy, do you do it right. You're up at Mackinac Island.
Nobody does it better.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Who's here with me this
the
morning?
The Carly Simon
Look
song
who's here.
That was written for Anne. Nobody does it better. That
I have
was,
a
fact...
very big development, though, this morning, Jeff. Uh-oh. It's a major development.
Uh-oh.
So I came down to the broadcast, and Paul W. was here before me.
I'm figuring if you can't sleep, you may as well come hang out and make other people miserable.
In this beautiful parlor
Listen, I gotta
Grand
tell you,
Hotel.
I was just going to say, if you're going to hang out, you got the spot to hang out and then some.
This is a great
That's for
hangout
sure. That's
spot.
Beautiful. Yeah. Things are going
it's
great up
be a
there,
big
guys.
Day
we've been
for
following,
us.
Yeah, following
yes.
the reports.
Yeah. Speaking of great guests, we've got the governor this morning. We've got Mayor Duggan. We've got Arne Tellem. So stay tuned.
He's got lots to tell us
Lots
today.
Of news today.
Did I just say you get the best guests you can possibly get? How about that lineup?
I heard that somewhere.
How about that lineup? Yeah. Now Paul W.'s got to really get the scoop, and we know there's no one better at doing that, too. He's going to get to the heart, the essence of the story on the Paul W. Show. Coming up next right here on WJR. Stick with us.